We're rolling. Okay, so hopefully this thing will work. Maybe. No.
Didn't work a while ago.
Is it supposed to flip when it...
Yeah, it's supposed to be a smart
board. Smack board?
It's not very smart.
Oh.
Smack.
Smack board would be a better name.
I don't know if this thing works. No. It worked the last time I used it.
Smack it.
Oh.
What do you do now?
Not into. Sometimes it doesn't work if you don't have... Ugh. This stinks. Maybe... Seriously, sometimes it doesn't work if the markers aren't in there. Oh, I don't want to have to go over there every time to flip an ad, to flip the page.
Is it on a laptop or on a PC?
It's over here.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. This is a series of advertisements. I found them in magazines, but most of them are also billboards, as far as I know. You can download all of these ads from the web because it was a very successful campaign for the company. They were talked about a lot in France. And each one is a different lesson. So this is lesson 31, 32, and 33. I have no idea how many different lessons there are. And I don't know what they mean in French unless you can translate.
I could. Should I?
Yep. What is lesson 31?
The first one means show in the secret.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one means, I actually don't know the last word on there, so.
I thought it was something like meditation. It looks like that.
What does the first word mean?
Inside.
Yeah. It's kind of a meditative posture.
Yeah, and the last one is provoke his, I think, envy.
Yeah, I remember I used this one in a survey. And I had to translate it. And I used this one because it was the easiest one to translate, because apparently that one, it doesn't translate very well.
So what
do you guys think
for?
About it?
Underwear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least it's actually related to the product.
Because they show underwear?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of ads that take this sort of tack that, mm-hmm. you know, where the sex or whatever actually has nothing to do with product.
What's the product? Yeah. Would you say that's an American thing, being an American?
Hard to say. I was hearing on the radio the other day about they were talking specifically about French ads and how rife they are with sexual images and even misogynistic images these days.
Yeah, this doesn't look American to me.
Yeah,
I would have guessed French, probably.
I have another page of French ads. But it's not going to work, is it? Go back over here.
Yeah, apparently there's a new movement to... There's a new... I guess it's a feminist movement to they're fighting for legislation to block some of the sexist ads.
In America?
No, this is in France.
Okay. I think it was the EU. At least some organization in Norway was fighting against... using female images in advertising. And they were trying to block exactly like what they're doing in France. But this was in 1998, and what I found interesting is that they've been trying to do it in America for a dozen years at least, if not longer. This is another observation that I made with the French advertising. And I've gone through so many French magazines that I got, and I've gathered more French ads than any other ads from any other country. And this is one of the motifs. This isn't all the ads I found, but two of these ads I found in the same magazine where the woman is clutching her breast. And I found that it was kind of striking to find that, and it's all perfumes that are being advertised. I think it's a cultural thing, but I'm not really sure. So I would open that up and see what you guys have to say about it.
The middle one is different than the other two. I've heard that some people find the middle one particularly obscene, or I don't really see that. I don't find it much worse or better than many of the other ads displaying nudity. Actually, I probably find it less insulting than the other two, I think.
Why?
It looks more like art or like a painting than the other two. It's not... I don't know. Can't really say, but it looks more aesthetic to me.
Would you think that these are American ads, or...?
No, I would not. I would be surprised to see these ads in an American magazine. At least, you know, a non-pornographic American magazine.
Okay. Just a note on this ad, the Givenchy ad. The ad is from a French magazine, but I found the same ad in Pittsburgh. It was a cardboard cutout in a Kaufman store, but she wasn't clutching her breast, and her breast wasn't bare. The dress sleeve was up here, and her arm was behind her back. She was standing like this.
Was it the same picture in other respects? Just
everything else was identical.
Reworked.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
What do you guys think about that?
I guess the advertisers know the standards of the people they're marketing to.
It goes in with Americans cutting scenes out of movies that have too much sex. And so.
But I found the same thing in New York, and it was this one.
Well, New York's not America.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, it's. I guess the Russians actually have a saying. Moscow's not Russia, and I mean it's the capital, but it's not. You know, New York is like our biggest, you know, and brightest city, but it's not really representative of what goes on elsewhere in the country.
Okay.
You think they're more tolerant?
Well, I think they're more cosmopolitan. Mm. I mean, almost by necessity.
I don't know.
I'm going to talk about this ad again in a minute and tell you a little bit about the controversy that it did stir, what kind of brought up. All right. Well, I guess this goes back to what you said earlier about American use of nudity. And one of the things I found, there's another ad, it's on the next slide, but it's a two-page ad. Did it fit? So I'll show it in a minute. I found that American advertisements' use of nudity is really provocative in a way that it's trying to create a sexual innuendo, but it's very blatant. It's not really artistically done the way the French ads are done.
Could say that.
So I also found a lot of American ads cut the head out of the females. The other ad on the next slide, I'll show in a second, is the same thing. And I found several ads where the female, it's just here to here. That's all you see. Whether it's covered or not, here to here, that's it. So it's almost like saying her face isn't important to what they're trying to display. What I found is, like, with this ad, these are from the same magazine.
Can I ask what magazine?
I think it was FHM.
What's that?
What's
that? It's one of those silly young men's magazines.
Like GQ or Esquire?
Not as nice as GQ, maybe like Details.
Oh, yeah, Details, okay.
Like, you go into Borders and you always see them on the wall, and they're all the same. They always have, like, some scantily clad girl. Like Maxim. Mm-hmm. But I got the magazines from my friend's sister's boyfriend.
So is that, like, 17 just for...
No,
guys?
No, it's, what, no, it's like...
It's like Cosmo.
It's like Cosmo for men. What's Vogue for men?
No,
although
not
it's
Vogue.
Not as... Okay, I don't know.
Vogue's really more stylish. It's like a Cosmo or a Glamour, maybe? Mm-hmm.
It's like a lifestyle magazine. Tells men what to wear and how to act and what music to listen to.
And every feature is this actress or model, and she's scantily clad in some pictures. And she's always on the cover. And they have ads like this. I found a lot of ads like these.
Well, I know the first set of French lingerie ads you showed, her head was cut off in all those, too.
Yeah, those were the only ones I found. Mm. I found one German, but...
At least her legs were on those.
Yeah, you see the rest of her body.
Yeah, I think... Well, I think in that, it's unique in the way that they were running the campaign, that they were focusing just on the underwear, and that's all they were showing was the underwear. But I found things like this in the Jensen ad, Feel the Raw Naked Power of the Road. They're advertising stereo speakers. So you have to wonder, what the hell does that have to do with the scantily clad
woman? A road sign or a naked woman.
Exactly. So what I'm writing in the paper is one of the observations I made is that they have these silly excuses to use nudity just to get your attention. But over here, there's some connection between the tequila and the woman, and that's body shots. I had no idea that that was the message.
Oh.
Until I started doing the survey, and other people told me that's what the message is.
What's a body shot?
So basically, a guy takes a shot between the breasts.
So, like, she holds the...
She holds the tequila between her breasts.
Okay.
And the guy has to take the shot between the breasts.
All right.
And there were even some guys that did not understand the message.
Yeah,
I was really shocked.
That.
Most of the women did not know what it was.
I mean, I've heard the term body shot, but I would not have connected it with this ad.
Yeah, I did not connect it with the ad. I connected it after someone told me. I'll show the other ad. The other ad is, I found it really provocative. I used it in a focus group. Some people kind of found it provocative, not so provocative.
Can I ask what you mean when you say provocative?
Somehow they're trying to get your attention. They're not subtly trying to give a message. They're really trying to shock you. They're trying to grab you. And I'm specifically interested in the use of nudity to grab your attention and how it's used to grab attention. But I'm also interested in why Americans don't like it and Europeans have more tolerance for it. There's a difference in the tolerance level between Europeans and Americans. And you see that it comes out in the use of nudity in the ads, but in the research it also comes out. Okay. What do you think?
It's again no head, no legs. It's again no head, no legs.
Do you have any idea what the product is?
Looks like a perfume for men.
This only says Perialis for men.
Yeah, isn't that like a cologne or a line of clothing?
Yeah.
It's a line of clothing?
It's
like a Tommy Hilfiger. But what does that have to do with this?
Well, if you wear our clothes, all this and more can be yours. I mean, that's the message, right?
In the focus group, people... Well, yeah, the ad's also kind of like off-center a little bit, the way it was scanned.
Yeah,
so
staggered.
She's not like lining up. It also didn't line, like it lined up in the magazine, but when you tear it out, it no longer lines up, right? What came up in the focus group is she has something written here around her navel.
Oh. What?
It's words?
There's a word here.
What is it?
What does it say?
I don't know.
You can't make it out? Or?
No, I couldn't. I mean, I can see an S is and a G, but that's about all I can make out.
Is the other tattoo she has a dolphin or something?
Oh, that's what we weren't sure. I think it's a swordfish.
Can I move?
Yep.
Yeah.
Someone offers sangria as an option.
Although that looks like a W, S-W-A-N-G.
I could have figured it out from the actual ad, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, the observation here is that American nudity, use of nudity, is very sexy and extremely provocative. Not like the perfume ads. They're kind of artistic. They weren't really blatantly like girl taking off her pants. Or the lingerie ads were also kind of, they're nice photographs.
So you're suggesting that the American ads are more one-dimensional and maybe dehumanizing? Is that a word you would use?
I wouldn't use dehumanizing, but I would use one-dimensional.
Objectifying?
That's the word I was looking for.
Huh?
Objectifying.
I was thinking that was the word you were looking for.
What's the word?
Objectifying. Not inhuman.
Well, I'm going to put up the German ones, and you can translate for me.
I wonder if I will have seen those.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, yeah, I was going to say about the cutting off of the head. So here our head's cut off. Her head's cut off. And the last one you saw, her head was cut off. I forgot I added this one. What do you think about this ad? Do you know what it's for?
Yeah, condoms, right?
Yep.
No.
Where did I find it?
Not another men's magazine?
I wouldn't think a men's magazine, but...
Cosmo. Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan is a woman's
magazine.
Yeah.
Huh. I was really shocked.
That is odd.
Yeah, it really stuck out. Huh. All right, maybe now the next slide. I don't want to pull on this again. Yeah, there you go. So I also have another two-page ad.
Another what?
Another two-page ad on the next slide, which is German. Can you translate that one?
It's Radio Hamburg. You don't have to wear anything else. Well, this is a pun that doesn't translate.
Right. I know it's a pun.
You don't have to have anything else on. Turned on as a radio, but also wear.
Oh, that translates. There you go.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it works.
That one?
Do you want a TV guide that turns you on or one that makes sense?
What's the...
It's a TV guide.
That, yeah.
The implication being that our competitors just turn you on without making sense?
Well, there's a lot of newer, I guess, German and also American TV guides like TV Today or whatever that have pictures exactly like the one on top on the cover, whereas the small one on the bottom is more conservative, has been around for years and years, and does not generally have that much skin on the cover. Uh-huh. Although on that one, it kind of does a little bit, which is odd.
It's Kate Winslet on the cover.
Well, that's really backhanded then, that one on the right.
What do you mean?
Well, the advertisers get the benefit of the big breasts, you know, because they grab your attention and you look at it and you want to figure out what it is, but then they're kind of like thumbing their nose at it and saying, well, we're better than that, when really, I mean, they're not. They're using it to get readers just as much as the people who put it on their cover every week.
This isn't a magazine ad.
It's not?
No, where did I get that? Where was it originally?
Is it a billboard?
Billboard?
I don't know. It seems a little risque for a billboard.
I don't know.
But then I'm an American.
Do you remember the ads we've seen in Germany on billboards?
Yeah, that's
true. It's a billboard.
Huh, see?
Yeah.
Der Spiegel did a cover story on nudity and like the perception of nudity in Germany. And
who did?
Spiegel. Spiegel. Oh. I have the magazine still, but it's at least a couple years old. Mm-hmm. And they talked about some billboards that they had. This was one of them that they showed. And then they had another one where a whole bunch of female stars from a soap opera were naked. All they were wearing were shoes. And they were just all squunched together. And it was supposed to promote the soap opera. But you wouldn't have known what it was for. I asked some people, what do you think this is for? And they all thought shoes. Unless you knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have that one here. So how do you think this compares to the French and the American advertising?
It's less... Well, it strikes me as less objectifying. Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, less explicitly objectifying than the American ads.
Uh-huh. All right, wait until I show you the next one.
Okay.
Being German.
Yeah, I would agree that it's less objectifying, and I also think the woman doesn't look as perfectly shaped as the ones in the French ads do.
This woman?
Yeah, she doesn't...
Looks more.
She looks more natural than
like a normal
the French
person.
Ads. Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and certainly more natural than the American ads.
Right.
More normal.
Where they're all airbrushed anyway. The French ones are really badly airbrushed. You can tell.
Really?
This is also like a woman of normal shape. She doesn't have like huge breasts or shape.
And she's wearing a push-up bra anyway.
Well, I was just talking about the left one, the right one. Yeah.
Let me show you the next one, and then you can see if you still agree with me. Or agree with what you said.
That's a German ad for a French car.
Yep.
Well, there you go. What does it say?
I can't read it.
Something from...
Form.
The form.
Sin.
Form, the census,
the
Peugeot Coupe. So it's saying that this car is shaped like a woman.
Well, do you think it's objectifying? As much as the American ads, or not so much as the American ads?
Well, what it has over the American ads, number one, is that the image is a little bit more naturally proportioned, like I was commenting on the German model. And the other thing you can say is, you know, they're showing it to you. There it is, you know, naked woman, no, like, you know, nothing covering it up. There it is. The American ads, you don't see, you know, you wouldn't see a nipple in the American ads.
Well, it's not a real woman.
Well,
it's a sketch.
It's a sketch, sure.
It's comparing a woman to a car. I find that pretty objectifying, I must say.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I wonder how much the difference between this and the other German ads we looked at might have to do with the fact that they're trying to create an image of something that's French, that the Germans perceive as French. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did she have to be naked?
Well, it's somehow, you know, it's, if you're going to, I don't know, I mean, somehow it's, I mean, not that, it's almost more respectable to just go ahead, you know, if you're going to pretend to have sex in an ad, just go and have sex in the ad.
And not beat around the bush with it.
Yeah, you know, not that I would, you know, it's not my job to pass judgment on whether or not people should do this, but, you know, it's less, I guess, wishy-washy if you're going to have sex in an ad.
Have sex in the ad. Okay.
I didn't find the tequila ad, the American one, very wishy-washy, or what you call it.
Yeah.
Even though you can't see any nipples there, that's, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that ad in particular I found kind of just made me feel creepy all over.
I think you're one of the only guys that said that. And I think I've surveyed more men than women. But a number of women actually liked the ad, too.
Liked it?
Yeah. One girl said it reminded her of being on the beach in the summertime. Though I was wondering, maybe she's one of those women that would be giving the body shots.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, consenting adults do what they want.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was just really surprising.
Yeah.
As a lot of the other women, the first, all they had to say about it was implants.
I don't know, that ad right there just reminds me of all the kids that scream outside my window until 3 o'clock in the morning about, you know, smashing parking meters. That's all that ad makes me think of.
Why?
Because I associate that kind of, the whole, like, tequila, the whole drinking thing.
Oh, the tequila, not this one.
Yeah, not this ad. No. Okay. The tequila ad just makes me think about the people that annoy the hell out of me.
I'm going to switch slides. Okay, so what I'm trying to show here is that I feel from my observations that the German advertising can be a little bit provocative, like this one, or it can be a little bit more subtle and almost clinical or utilitarian. That's how I would describe this ad.
What's that one for?
It's a shower, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like
shower,
it.
The whole shower system.
Okay.
So, one way that I describe the ads is if they have fit or they don't have fit. So this ad is probably not a good example. It has some fit, given what I did not know was the exact translation of that until now.
What do you mean it has some fit?
Fit, as in here, the nudity fits the product.
Oh, okay.
But here, the TV guide, the provocative image does not fit. It fits, in this sense,
yeah, there,
more.
Yeah, there's a cultural context for it.
In maybe the car ad, it fits. But you can think of, like, the Jensen ad. There's no fit there. It lacks fit.
Which one was the Jensen?
The Feel the Raw Naked Power of the Road, the speakers. Oh, yeah. So that one lacks fit, whereas this one has a lot of fit. And it's not, you're not trying to blatantly grab your attention with the nudity. It's subtle. It's a subdued approach.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, you've got, what is that?
And you have a kid, too.
Yeah. That kind of de-sexes it a little bit.
the emphasis is definitely on the shower and not on the people.
Yeah, it's not on the woman, it's not on the nudity, it's not on the child.
Although, you know, it's still there. I mean, you know, they didn't have to show a butt like that.
They didn't have to.
But she's standing in a shower.
But she's standing in a shower, so it makes sense to
have her in a shower. Yeah, but it's that, I mean, that piece of the image is still there to be provocative.
But it's not as provocative as that one.
Well, true.
It's less provocative. Yeah. And I also think, I actually don't see this in American advertising. They don't use nudity really for anything except for the condom ads that I found for anything that has to do, even stuff in the shower. They don't use someone naked. The only shower ad I found, she was wearing a towel. Like she just walked out of the shower. Mm. But in the French advertising, I do see that quite a lot in the women's magazines where they use, where they're promoting some sort of like cream, skin cream or cellulite removal stuff or something. And they show someone naked, or they show just the backside of someone, just the legs of someone, just the breasts of someone, and they're promoting your body will look like this if you use our product. So there's really high fit there, and it's not provocative. Like, it's going to grab your attention, but they're not doing it blatantly like this one. Would you agree with that? That you can find fit and lack of fit in ads?
Seems like a dimension you can scale an ad on, yeah.
Also in American ads, though, no?
Hmm?
Also in American ads, so or were you just talking about German and French ads now?
In American ads, there's not as much fit as there are in French or German ads.
But some. I just saw some stuff the other day.
What'd you see?
I saw something for breast enhancement cream.
Okay. Oh, that's right, yeah.
I even showed you
it's in the new Vegetarian Times, isn't it?
Yeah, it was in the Vegetarian Times, I think. Yeah. It basically was a shot like of the breast, and just the breast and the cleavage. Well, so that has fit, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That would be the first ad I've really found. Another ad, I can show you later if you want to see, is a Reebok ad where they have a naked woman just wearing sneakers with the slogan, Natural Classic. I take that almost like the Jensen ad. But also nudity is only, I mean, these two ads I found in Spiegel. So.
They're what?
Spiegel.
Okay.
And all the nudity ads I found in American ads were from Cosmopolitan, Men's Health, Details, all these lifestyle magazines geared towards 18 to 24 year olds. Whereas Spiegel is geared towards the higher education class, older individuals.
Intellectual left wing.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Intellectual left wing kind of thing.
With the French advertising, I did not find any nudity ads in young men's magazines, which I was really shocked. I found lots of nudity within the magazine, but no ads. But in the women's magazines, it's like every other ad was valid for my collection. But I did not have my hands on any other like more educational or intelligent magazines. So, move on. Did you guys see this ad?
Oh, yeah. I never saw it on the billboard, but I saw it when they printed on the cover of NPGH.
Oh, yeah.
They did? I didn't.
Yeah,
didn't
we talked that? About it. I thought maybe
that's
not. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
This got sent to my house. It's a coupon.
Oh, really?
What's the ad for?
Shadyside Gym.
Yeah, they have that with guys, too. So.
Yep. Yeah, there's that guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seen that one.
He's on the billboard now, isn't he?
Yep. Why did they take her down? They took she was on a billboard too, and they took her down.
People got pissed off.
Uh huh.
They wrote in.
Why did the people get pissed off?
By which one? By this one or by the guy's one?
The guy one's still up. This one was taken down after a few days.
No, well, I mean, you know, some people argue that there's a double standard, and, you know, that it's okay to show, you know, a buff naked guy, but it's not okay to show, you know, in this feminist age, it's not okay to show what?
She's not very buff.
Yeah, well, that was the point. There were a couple valid points. Buff means like muscular.
She's not muscular. Well,
yeah, there were two valid points that I thought people made that in criticizing this ad. One, yeah, she's not muscular at all.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, the pose is definitely more sexually suggestive and kind of submissive than, you know, the pose in the guy, mm-hmm. you know, where he's like in this Adonis.
Apollo almost.
Yeah, right. Very kind of Olympian.
Greek. I thought of Greek image.
Yeah, this is like you know.
Did you see the, can you read that?
If you can turn this page, you're already pretty strong.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that whole discussion. Was there a public discussion?
Yeah, it was people wrote into NPGH the week after about it.
Basically, they put the ad up. 3 days later, someone came, defaced it, wrote on it, put clothes on her, something along those lines. Someone wrote that across her on the billboard. And then they took it down, and it hasn't been put back up because it did cause quite a lot of controversy. And someone told me that they heard about it on the news. But I was showing an example where there is a double standard. There really is. No one will admit it. But I'll show you an example of it in just a second.
Yeah, this is a, I think, a weak example of the double standard. Because the ads are so are unequal in those two kind of
they
important
are,
ways.
They are, but look how they used her. I have another example to show the double standard. But the point that I can make, I mean, what I wanted to show here was that there's controversy in America, and I'll show another ad where there was controversy in England, where there was a billboard and they took it down because people got upset about it because of the nudity. And it was both times female and a provocative sexual pose. So this one was put up in England as a billboard. 750 people wrote in. There was only one billboard in all of England, as far as I know. 750 people wrote in and asked them to take it down. They took it down.
Was that a British ad or a French ad?
It's a French ad, French perfume. They used it in England as a billboard.
But there's not like a, there's not a male analog to this, though, that was put up there also.
Just her.
So why is that double standard?
And that's not my example yet. I'm just again showing that there is a controversy in England also, to see how you guys would react. Do you think that would go here?
I think people had the same reaction here that they had to the Shady Side Gym ad.
The Shady Side, okay. So people would be even more upset than they were in England.
Yeah.
What I found interesting is that the Daily Mail published some letters that people wrote into the Daily Mail about this ad. And for the most part, people were half and half on it. They either really hated it and thought it was too sexually provocative, too sexually suggestive. The other half thought it was beautiful, unique. It was a nice piece of art. Like, in the responses,
I'm not saying I love it, but I don't find it.
But
as
you don't find it
as offensive as.
Did you do you find it more offensive than the one I just showed?
No.
No. But not you wouldn't find this one more offensive than the tequila ad. Tequila ad would be more offensive than this one?
Oh, much more, to my sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think that tequila ad's pretty much
top
of the line offensive.
It's not the most, people aren't calling it the most offensive ad.
Really?
The Dorex condom ad. You guys both took the survey, so you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
That one is most offensive.
Which one was that?
I was with a couple, right?
I don't remember that one.
Couple. A lot of girls don't like this ad.
So was it in Britain, was it mostly men or mostly women who wrote in and criticized it?
I think it was half and half, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read some letters that they, the ones that they published, and it seemed more half and half. One guy said his wife died recently, and this brought nice images to his mind of his wife. And I thought that was a little strange. And he was like almost 50 years old or something.
Yeah. Well, maybe he had a young wife.
I don't know, but that was really, I thought that was really strange. Most of the women liked it. Some women did not like it. But of the surveys that I'm conducting, of the American females, more than once they've related it to a Playboy centerfold. When asked, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Playboy centerfold?
Sure.
Well, no, I don't. I guess I haven't seen too many Playboy centerfolds, but I would not have associated it with that.
I think the next slide is a double standard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, soccer ads, I remember this.
Huh?
I think I remember, was this an American thing or?
Canadian,
I remember.
I think it's Canadian.
About,
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about this or did you read about this?
No, I remember reading about it. Go on, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I didn't,
I'll explain. So, guys are all naked. It's a soccer team. I think it's the Canadian soccer team. I think that's why some Canadian soccer team won a championship. I think that's why I got Canada stuck in my head.
Some of them are pretty ugly.
Well, they're all naked anyways, but they're all hiding themselves, right?
Right.
So it's an ad for Adidas. They went before Sports Illustrated and said, will you publish our ad? We'll pay you. No, we won't publish your ad. Oh, why not? Oh, because they're naked. Oh, okay, you publish the little swimsuit issue every year, don't you?
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
why won't you publish naked men? You publish naked women covering themselves up, but not the other way around. So a lot of feminist group got really mad about this.
I remember where I heard about this now. Remember that, you know that zine, Stay Free, that I was reading mm-hmm. from Chapel Hill? It's like a zine published in Chapel Hill for a few years. I think it may have gone national now, I don't know. Anyway, it's a definitely leftist, feminist-leaning woman published it. And I remember she wrote about this controversy and wrote an open letter to these guys saying, you know, I'll happily print your ad. You know, if you pay me, I'll happily print, you know, your ad of naked male soccer players in my magazine. Uh-huh.
Anyway. So this was a few years ago?
Yeah, this was like...
This is 95, yeah. I want to say. Mm-hmm.
But then didn't the women's Olympic soccer team pick up on this and do something where they were naked?
I don't know.
I think that the German women's water ball team did something like this. I don't know if it was after this, but...
Well, a group of older women in England... Did you guys hear about this? You could actually... I actually almost bought it. You could buy the calendar here. They all got together and got naked, and they're like 50, 60 years old. And they put themselves... I mean, they had a photographer... they put themselves in normal, everyday positions, situations. One woman was cooking, another time they have a meeting. One woman's wearing all her pearls, and they're completely naked. And the idea was, oh, we'll sell them to our friends and family, we'll make some money, and they gave it to charity. And they ended up selling over 500,000 of these calendars and raising tons of money.
In America, too, or just in...
I almost bought it in America for leukemia, and it made... I heard about it in the New York Times. But they said they had to drink a lot of wine to do it. They want to do it without the wine. But it really caused quite a little bit of a controversy because some people thought, you know, why they're older women, they shouldn't be doing this sort of thing. But a lot of the husbands, I mean, every woman I think in there was married. All the husbands thought, yeah, it's a great idea. And they sort of started a chain reaction in England and some other parts where these other organizations got together and did the same sort of idea and to raise money for charity. So I know a fireman's organization in England did the same thing. And I've read some other organizations.
It's always all women, or do they do men too?
No, just whatever the organization is, and they get together.
So like men or women?
So like men, firemen got together and put themselves in normal everyday positions but naked for this calendar.
Oh, if it sells.
So quite a lot.
That reminds me of what's going out in the Pacific Northwest. It was an article in Harper's a month or two ago. There's I don't know if it's an island or just like a community out there that is being threatened by development, and it's kind of a, I don't really understand the whole situation, but it's a kind of a unique community that has a lot of. Like ex-hippies and Wiccans and as well as some academics and professionals that live there. And they got together and, like, I think they put out a calendar of pictures of women from this particular community with no clothes on. And it was, I think it was, like, all black and white. And then I read in the last week or two about a woman who, like, rode a horse, Lady Godiva style, through some downtown community out there to raise awareness for the same issue. And she, like, got off the horse and made the comment about, you know, I've got a PhD, but, you know, it takes me taking off my clothes to get you people to listen to me about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sex sells.
Yeah, it does, but not men.
Yeah, not men sex. Yeah. Men just look stupid.
Well, they're also not, like, posing in the way.
They're not really doing anything the way a woman can. There's an organization, I'm going to put this up now, the DIAD Center for the Arts, and they conducted a survey in the US, Europe, and Asia, and the World Wide Web. And the purpose of the study was to find out for each country what their least favorite and most favorite painting was. And not only did they ask them, do you like this painting or that painting, they also asked them questions like, do you like it if there's a figure in the painting, or do you like something abstract? Do you like the figure posed or in an action shot? And more importantly, for this situation, they asked if they prefer men, women, children, or does it matter in the painting. They also asked if they like the people to be naked or not, but I don't have those graphs here. Overwhelmingly, in most countries, Well, no, in most European countries, I think more or less it was like half and half. Or they did prefer them to be nude over not being naked. In the US, it was over 62% to said no to nudity. And then the rest of the majority was, doesn't matter. So I'm going to put up these for some, for the countries that we talked about. So if France, Germany, the World Wide Web, so this is sort of everybody, and the US. And the question here is, do you prefer children, women, men, or does it matter in a painting?
So this is not for an advertising. This is just
no,
like
for
if you're
a
gonna,
painting.
If you're going to go to the museum and look at a painting,
yes.
What do you want to
look
at?
If you're going to buy
a
print.
Kind of painting.
Huh?
For any kind of painting.
Yeah. If you're going to buy a print, would you prefer this? Would you prefer someone like this in a painting?
So the French prefer children.
Yeah, that's odd.
But look how tiny the men are for France, for the U.S., the World Wide Web.
Almost kind of tiny.
And Germany.
Yeah, that French thing with the kids, that's weird.
Yeah. But look at the woman. All that. Yeah. U.S. isn't so much. Little children. Yeah. Primarily doesn't matter. But ignoring the doesn't matter. I'm just ignoring the doesn't matter selection and just paying attention to men, women, children. Women.
Yeah.
What does the no stand for in the French one? Oh, no answer.
Okay. No answer.
Is that like doesn't matter or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for France they didn't give them an option for doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Some countries they didn't give them an option. They made them choose. I don't know why. Now I don't know why this is, but for me this data is applicable to this double standard issue in that. For some reason, humans just prefer women over men. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Not by much. I wonder. Yeah. I wonder how statistically significant those differences are.
Well, the World Wide Web thing looks kind of.
But this is sort of everybody in general, and it's almost twice as much for the women than it is for men.
That's kind of a. I mean.
It's more than twice as much, isn't it? It looks like.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, the web. That would be.
It's almost. It's a little over 20% for women. Men, it's about 8%.
Yeah.
But then the web is. I would guess it's probably weighted towards men. Maybe not in America, but I would guess most other countries.
Access I don't know anything about how they did the survey.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm assuming the World Wide Web is just everybody.
Yeah.
Whoever answered on the web.
I want to know how they collected their sample. I'd want to know how they collected their samples.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't say in the. They just had the results online. Maybe if I bought it, they didn't tell me. But.
Fork over the bucks.
Yeah. But, I mean, even though the differences aren't that great, in France, I think the difference is pretty great. It's about almost 10 times as much.
Yeah, but America and Germany look very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, so if they were forced to make an answer the way the French were, I would assume that there would be more women than men.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they didn't give them
If they didn't
choice.
Give them the answer for it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I mean, what those graphs suggest to me is that for most people, you know, whether it's men, women, or children is not a big factor in whether or not they like a painting or whether or not they would want to go look at a painting.
That what?
What the graphs, at least the...
Oh, right, yeah.
Is that it's not a...
It's not a factor.
Not a real big factor.
Right.
Which but is not really... doesn't get at the question I think you're...
Right.
Answering or trying to address.
Well, why do you guys think there's a double standard?
Because there are many, many sperm and very relatively few eggs. I think that's
Okay.
Probably a reason.
I don't know. That sounds so very biological.
We're biological entities.
Yeah, but we also have more sense than just to think about reproduction all the time. You'd hope.
Well, you'd hope, but...
Well, you can think of it this way. You know, if you take a graph and take a normal distribution, majority of the population are in that bell-shaped curve part of it. And most of those people, the ones reading Cosmopolitan and Men's Health and Details and all those other and all those other magazines that I've only picked up for this data collection. So I think the double standard exists because there's a lot of women out there that even like to look at women too, not for something sexual, but just to compare themselves to the woman. Mm-hmm. That for some reason, human nature, we prefer to look at women and not men. I mean, all throughout time, painters have preferred to paint women and not men.
Because they just look better at something.
Yeah, they just look better.
I think women are much more beautiful than men. That's just my opinion.
They're better at posing, too.
Yeah, yeah, they just look better. They look better when they're dancing. They look better when they're walking down the street, yeah.
Well, I don't think something biological. I really don't.
Well, I mean, I think it all has its base in biology. I mean, I think
yeah, but
you're
I don't
right.
think it's all specifically biological.
You're right. I mean, it's there but are I agree, definitely
maybe it's just
social.
A woman response. But I agree with you that I think people do have more of a sense to understand beauty. But then again, there are also those ads like the tequila ad, which I would not say are beautiful at all.
I don't know that it has as much to do with aesthetics as it does with
Well, the paintings may also be a different issue than some of the ads.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ads have a very different function than paintings.
Right. Well, I guess, I mean, you can even put it this way, that women, we don't even like looking at naked men. We like to see other women be happy, or we like to see images of men doing nice things, or to think of men doing nice things. That appeals to us. Men, naked women appeals to them. They don't really care what a woman's doing for them, really. Not in the short term, maybe in the long term. So maybe it does have a basis in biology.
Well, I think absolutely it has a basis in biology.
But I don't think I don't think biology is the reason. I think it's much more complex than that.
That's also true. I think you're right.
If it was that simple, I wouldn't be up here talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, we would have figured it out long ago.
Kind of one interesting thing, I think you brought this up the other day, and I don't know to what extent this generalizes across other kinds of animals, but like if you think of a peacock, I thought you brought that up. I mean, it's reversed there, you know.
Yeah.
It's the male, and in many, I think it's in many other species, you know, the male is the one that has the aesthetic attraction, you know, the
birds.
One that's showy, more showy, yeah. And the one that presumably is nicer for everybody in that particular species to look at.
Well, I think men also are very, very. Very interested in looking good. They're very interested in their appearance, but there's also the sense of being macho that you're not really going to so easily sell. I think it's becoming more trendy now, more fashion, mm-hmm. to sell to men using good-looking men and saying, hey, you can look like this mm-hmm. if you use our product. Where traditionally, you can get this girl if you use our product. Mm-hmm. Where I think advertisers are beginning to understand that men aren't that simple. Because for years, they have not said, hey, woman, well, they do. They say, hey, woman, you can look like this if you use our products. Because women want to look beautiful. Men traditionally don't. They want to look beautiful enough to get the girl, and that's it. They want a beautiful girl. Women want to look beautiful. But it's not that simple. But for so long, that's just what advertisers did, because it's cheap to do that. It doesn't take a lot of effort to put a woman holding her breast with a lime. In a picture.
But they don't do it because it doesn't take much effort. They do it because tequila.
No, they do. In advertising, the first thing we learn is there are three cheap and effective ways to get people's attention. Cute kids, cute dogs, and sex. I mean, it doesn't take much to put a cute kid holding something. Oh, look at this, I'm holding this. Or some woman were scantily clad holding the same thing. That doesn't take any creative effort at all.
Okay.
It's well proven that it works. But to come up with a really interesting ad that's going to get people's attention, like the bullfrogs, I mean, that's like the ideal example for Budweiser. Mm-hmm. For how long did Budweiser sell their beer with scantily clad women, and then all of a sudden they changed it to bullfrogs, and everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. A lot more than they were when they were selling it with scantily clad women. It works. And there has been a lot of study done.
Is there any sense that maybe American advertising or Western advertising in general is becoming hyper-saturated with sexual images, and so they're less effective now than they were maybe?
Yes, definitely. In
so
the
people
80s,
just
I think.
Look less because you see it all over.
Yeah,
people
yeah. Are just, I can see it on the next page. Why would I stop on this one?
Well, not just that, but people no longer grabs the attention because we're so used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in America, we haven't really reached it the same way that Europeans have, because we don't have the billboards. We don't have it on our TV. It still grabs our attention, not as much as it did before. And I think, in my theory, the 80s really did a lot of that, because in the 80s, scantily clad women were used to sell everything. Now they're not.
What used to sell everything?
Scantily clad women were used to sell everything.
Mm-hmm.
Beer, pizza, anything. Because it worked. But then everyone got tired of it. It didn't work anymore. So they have to go to something else. And what the trend is nowadays, and what we learn in advertising classes, is to be creative. And that's the way you're really going to get people's attention, because they're going to remember the ad. You put a scantily clad woman on it, not everyone's going to remember it. Maybe a few people will, but not everybody. And you want everybody, men and women.
Look at it, but they won't remember it.
To look at it but not remember it. But if you put the bullfrogs up there, or some of the Volkswagen commercials.
Mm-hmm. Those, I like those. I'm not much for a lot of commercials, but I enjoy watching those, actually.
So. They're great commercials. They grab attention, and you're going to remember about it. You're going to talk about it the next day. Yeah. I saw that great commercial, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to talk about, oh, I saw this hot girl. Maybe you will, but women aren't going to be talking about it. Not all men are going to be talking about it. It's a very select demographic group that are going to be talking about it the next day. That's all I have. And we've been going for 40 minutes.
Yeah, we have.
Going for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll end it here.
Cool.
Thank you. I have to take off the mic.